Welcome back to the Word for Life radio ministry of the Brookside Baptist Church. And I'm Pastor Greg Huffman. I'm a counseling pastor and the senior citizens pastor there at the church, and have been here for almost 2 years now. And it's been my joy to be a part of the radio broadcast with Pastor Sam Horn for a few months, and now just to be spending some time with Brother Dick Riddell, the director of our radio ministry. And Brother Dick, it is a joy in our time off the air just to be able to talk about how these principles and these truths are so universal that they can apply to anybody, anywhere.
That is exciting, because in our church, outside of our church, I experience people that have problems, have these issues, and are serious, really serious. And so many of them are, as they say, they're at the end. They have tried all that they know to do. Mm. And my response is, have you tried God? Have you tried God's way?
Right.
And we were talking about that in the last broadcast, in the unique type of counseling that you do and the four issues that you try to work through. As you were going through, I was introduced to a sermon outline from a previous pastor who said that he thought his sermons should address what he's talking about, so what's the meaning of what he's talking about, and now what, how does it apply, if at all,
sure,
to my life. Would you just reacquaint our listeners with the four points that they can kind of get comfortable with that, and then how that works in the kind of counseling you do?
Right. As I share with others, as I said last time, my counseling is biblical counseling. And we open up the Word of God. We look at principles and commandments and warnings and the idea that maybe a decision that you make here is not just an event, but it's the beginning of a path. And so we begin to try to help people to understand that discipleship is knowing God. And so many times I'll ask people in the first time that I get together with them, tell me about your personal devotions. What are you reading? How is it helping you? And sad to say, many times they'll say, well, if they're reading at all, they'll say, well, I am reading. And then there's a pause, and I'll say, okay, so how is it helping you? And they'll say, well, I am reading. And I'll say, okay, we've already talked about that. Now, how is it helping you? And it's really not, because they are reading maybe to check off on a list. Okay, I read my scriptures for today, but how has it helped you? I really don't know. And I often tell them that God wants us to spend time in His Word long enough to get something out of His Word. And sometimes we have to read maybe a chapter, maybe two, before we come to the passage that God has for us that day. Sometimes it may be in one or two verses. And I know reading Jim Elliot's journal that he put together years ago when he was in college is an awesome experience, because you understand that Jim Elliot was not writing his journal for anybody to read. It was only after he went to be with the Lord that his wife Elizabeth published it, because she thought this could be a real help to so many growing Christians. And it is, because it talks about him reading sometimes several chapters in the Bible, sometimes one verse, and then he begins to say, okay, what does it mean? The second point is, what does it mean to me? Then the third point, okay, what do I need to do? And then, what am I going to do? Because if we don't take something away from the Word of God that is practical, then we just check off a list. We say, okay, I read my Bible that day. But in my counseling, I will often give folks assignments. I'll give them homework, as it were. And I'll give them memory verses to memorize, so that the next time they get together with me, I'll ask them to say the verse, and then I'll say, so how did that help you this week? Give me a circumstance where you faced maybe a temptation or a test or a trial or whatever, and this verse was a help to you. And if they look at me strangely the first time, I'll simply say, okay, let's talk about some tests that you went through this last week. Now, could this verse have helped you if you'd have thought of it? Oh, yeah, I guess it could have. And so, in essence, nuthetic counseling is helping them to know, what does God's Word say? What does it mean? What does it mean to them? And now what are they going to do? So they leave with homework. And there have been times that someone has called and wanted to set up another appointment, and so I've asked them, well, how's your homework? Well, I really haven't done it. My response is, well, then, I tell you what, why don't you do your homework and then call me when you get it done? In other words, I don't meet with them unless they have done their homework. They need to understand that meeting with me is not the answer. Meeting with God is the answer. And as they do their homework on a daily basis and get together with God, God is the one that's going to be changing their lives. Now, many times they'll come back and we'll be discussing some of the trials that they went through, and then I will say, okay, does God's Word have anything to say about it? And they may say, well, yeah, I think it does. And then I may kind of point them to a scripture and say, well, what does that verse say? Well, what does that mean? So what does God want you to do as a result of that? And, Dick, many times I hear this statement, well, I just can't do that. And I'll say, well, what do you mean? Well, I just, you know, you tell me to forgive that person that did this to me, and I'm sorry, Pastor, but I just can't do that. My response then is, oh, I see. So you won't do it. No, I can't do it. I cannot forgive that person. I say, okay, so you're telling me that you won't forgive that person. No, Pastor, you don't understand. It is impossible for me to do it. And then at that point I will say, okay, you're telling me that God told you to do something that is impossible. Now, what kind of God does that make him to become? A God who tells you to do something but it's impossible for you to do it? The problem is, if Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me, and God has commanded me to do something, then in essence, I need to just be honest with God and say, Lord, I'm not going to do that. I won't do that. As opposed to faking it out myself and say, I can't do that. Because technically, if God commands it, we can. And so nuthetic counseling sometimes can kind of come across as maybe a little bit firm. Like, well, good night. I don't think you'd be talking to people like that. You have to, because that's what helps them to understand, okay, what was it that he shared with me that wasn't biblical? And as soon as they begin to understand that it was biblical, then at that point they make a choice. Do I want to go ahead with my program that's not working for me? Or do I want to try God's way? And so many times, that's where you begin to see a person make a 180-degree U-turn. And it's so neat when they make a 180-degree U-turn and they begin to understand that old things pass away and all things become new can truly apply to their lives.
That's exciting. Yet I picture some of our audience thinking, does that really apply to me? Would you, without using any names, maybe share some of the applications that you have engaged with, some that you do counseling with, so that people can see, well, that's my issue, and I didn't think that it applied to me, but here you are counseling people with that need.
Exactly. Many times we don't think things apply to us because we have accepted them as normal. We say, well, that's just me. Well, that's just the way I am. And in essence, what we're saying is, you have to accept my sin. If you're dealing with me, you have to accept my sin. Sometimes it may be an anger issue. And people want to excuse that by saying, well, that's just me. That's just my personality. Okay, so what's your point? That may be you and that may be your personality, but does God want you to change? And obviously the answer is yes, because he said, if you do get angry, sin not. And so if you are getting angry about your own issues, then you are usually involved in sin. And of course, the bottom line of anger is pride. Pride. I don't get what I deserve or think I deserve, and so therefore I get frustrated. I get angry, and I will treat other people however I feel like I need to treat them to get my way. And if that doesn't work, then I get bitter. And so many times I'm talking to people who have a root of bitterness, as Hebrews 12 talks about, that has sprung up. And anytime you have a root, you're going to have a fruit. And when that root of bitterness, that's anger that has not been properly dealt with through forgiveness, when that springs up, the Bible says in Hebrews 12, it troubles you and defiles many. And so many times I'm dealing with people that have the issue of anger, but they don't even see it as a sin issue. They see it as a personality issue that people need to accept. And so when you get back to the fact that it's pride, oh my, well, at that point, I guess maybe we need to talk about it. So that's just one illustration of rationalization of sin, and we don't want to deal with it.
For our listeners, they may have an issue. I'm sure some do. Is there a way that they might get that need to you, that you might address it on a future broadcast?
Sure. I think anyone that would like to contact us on our website, that's www.thewordforlife.org, and there is a section there that you can then email us and send us a little note, and it would be something that if you would like for us to consider for a future broadcast, we definitely will take a look at it and possibly include it in a broadcast just to help you to know what God's Word has to say about it. So we'd be glad to do something like that.
I was also thinking, as you were talking about our website and the Bible, we do have a Through the Bible a year reading program that our listeners can pick up at any point along the way. If they were new to the Bible, where would you suggest they start?
I would say the Gospel of John.
Why?
The Gospel of John is written by one of Jesus' disciples, and his goal is to introduce the Lord Jesus Christ to the world as the Son of God. And he tells the story of Jesus coming into the world, and of course John the Baptist introduces him as, "Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." And after that introduction, then you see Jesus' ministry beginning and how he meets people, talks to them, sees their needs, addresses their needs, and how some people respond by believing. Other people respond by rejecting. And so it is a true-to-life story, but you're able to begin to see who Jesus is. But our time is all up again, so thank you so much for joining us today. We trust that our ministry is a blessing to you, and we certainly want to let you know that not only do we prepare to spend time with you, but we spend time with the Lord for you. And we will continue to do so. We trust that you'll do so for us. Until next time, God bless.